This was the trouble with the disciples, as it, of course, was the trouble with the Pharisees. You see, the Pharisees had a Bible, but they didn't have Jesus. And the Pharisees, the contemporary theologians of their day, had a high regard for the Old Testament scriptures. They believed them to be the Word of God. But of them, the Lord Jesus Christ said, John 5:39, as a categorical statement of fact, not as a command or imperative as it appears to be in the Authorized Version, he says, verse 39 of John 5, you search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. They are they which testify of me, and you will not come to me that you might have life. So you've got a Bible, you've got truth that isn't a lie, because you won't come to me, because I'm the only person who puts life into truth. So the Pharisees had a Bible, they didn't have Jesus. And because they had a Bible that was detached from Jesus, they had a Bible that couldn't redeem them, and they had a Bible that couldn't regenerate. Now the disciples had Jesus, but they hadn't got a Bible. They loved Jesus, the person Jesus. They were enraptured with the man, Jesus. They forsook everything for Jesus. They were loyal to Jesus. They were enthusiastic about Jesus. But they had a Jesus who, in their connotation of his messianic mission, was totally detached from the Bible. No cross, no resurrection. No, no, we don't want that kind of Jesus. We just love Jesus. If you have a Bible that's detached from Jesus, the Bible will neither redeem nor regenerate you. If you've got a Jesus who's detached from the Bible, you've got a Jesus who can't redeem you. You've got a Jesus who can't regenerate you. But you see, in the upper room, the Lord Jesus opened their understanding and might understand the scriptures, and they saw that he, as the living word, was the one who came to implement the written word, and now Jesus and the Bible came together, and they both make sense.